Hey everybody, and welcome back to Becoming a Model podcast. I am your host, Binky Lou, and today we will be talking about the best model shoes, all right? I've had a couple of you guys inquire about a little bit more information when it comes to the model shoes and kind of giving you guys some examples too. So today's topic, we'll dig a little bit deeper into that. Before we get started, make sure that you guys, if you're watching YouTube, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so you can be alerted for every new episode, like the video, okay, and comment, as well as share the video with your family and friends. And if you guys are listening on any other streaming service platform, make sure that you guys are following the podcast and thumbs upping the episode, okay? Now let's get into today's topic. Ladies, first things first, you wanna make sure that when you're choosing your heels, that you're picking a heel that is 4 inches or more, okay? You don't wanna go ahead and have a heel that's below 4 inches because it ends up not giving you a really good elongation on your stride when you're going ahead and you're performing your runway walk. 4 inches or taller works perfect. I would actually suggest a heel that's about 5 inches and taller, but for your comfortability, 4 inches and more is perfectly fine. Also, don't try to walk in a heel that is uncomfortable, all right? You want to make sure that you choose the right heel that is really, really comfortable for you. There will be times when you're doing a runway show, you might have one outfit, two outfits, maybe 8 outfit changes, and that can be going on for a lengthy amount of time, 2 hours, 4 hours, what so have you. You want to be able to find a heel that is going to be able to work with you for a long period of time. If you end up wearing a heel that you know makes you miserable after 30 minutes, don't try using it for a runway show or even audition in it, okay? You wanna find something that's comfortable and still 4 inches or more in height. Ladies, don't try to audition in heels that are perfectly brand new out of the box, okay? You want to go ahead and make sure that you audition in heels that's had a little bit of time on their hands. If you do order new heels or buy some new heels, before you go ahead and audition, go outside, hit the concrete, and scuff up the heel in the bottom part of the shoe as much as you can. That way it can develop a grip to make sure that you don't slip and fall. Some of these venues that they hold the auditions at, they usually clean the hard flooring and they kind of have a little bit of slick in them. If you end up walking in brand new shoes, you'll end up falling. And trust me when I say this, you do not want to be falling at the audition. Okay, you want to limit as much problems and be as safe as you can when even walking and performing for one-way shows. So make sure that you scuff up the heel so it can be able to get a grip on that slick flooring before you audition. Now, let's hear from our sponsors for today's podcast. Hey you guys, today's sponsor is brought to you by Clean Skin Club. All right, and I'm talking about the clean towels today, okay? I have these clean towels. I love them. They're very great on my skin. I use them literally for everything. So you guys use them for everything. They are 100% biodegradable, ultra soft, and ensure the cleanest ending to your skincare routine. Each towel has a textured side and a smooth side. And yes, I use both. The clean towels are gentle on your skin, but are durable enough for any use, guaranteed not to tear or shed, and are just as strong when wet. And trust and believe you me, this is true. I use my clean skin towels literally for my facials, and I always wet them and nuke them so they can stay warm, and they are the best. I don't have to go ahead and use hand towels or face towels to clean off my clients and apply new products. So this is great. You guys get to have the chance of getting your own clean towels, and any products from Clean Skin Club with my promo code WINKED to receive 20% off your total order at checkout. Again, you guys get to receive your own greatness when you use my promo code WINKED at checkout for 20% off your total order. Make sure that you visit cleanskinclub.com. That's cleanskinclub.com. Thanks, you guys, for taking a moment to listen to our sponsors. Now, let's get back into the episode. All right, ladies. So, if you guys are watching on YouTube, you guys will basically be able to see this reference and this example of the heel. If you guys are listening on the streaming platform services, just listen as best you can. And whenever you get a chance, head over to YouTube so you can catch the actual visual representation of what I'm talking about. Ladies, you do not want to wear a bulk heel or a wedge. When I'm talking about heels, I mean a regular stiletto, okay? This boot is a platform boot, and actually this is one of my actual audition boots. So when I audition for runway shows, I usually wear this boot to all my auditions. As to remind you guys, remember I am 5'3", so this platform boot actually helps me have a better stride when I'm walking. So this is my go-to audition shoe. This is kind of like my Old Faithfuls. I used to have an Old Faithfuls back in the day that was not this. If you guys know me from that time frame when I was doing heavy in runway shows, then you guys remember my Old Faithfuls. But this shoe has a regular heel. Now it's a little bit thicker at the top of the heel part of the actual shoe, and it becomes skinnier at the bottom. So if you are looking for a shoe, I would suggest getting a boot because it's fully covered all the way around. There's no preference in more so closed or open toe. We actually kind of leave that up to you guys, but preferred, my suggestion will be a closed toe. That way you have all the support completely surrounding your actual foot, so you won't have any hiccups when you're actually walking the runway, and especially for auditions when you're trying to perform. So I would suggest ordering a platform boot. Okay, next we have our stiletto. All right, so as you can see, this heel is a little bit skinnier than this one. And you pretty much can grasp that when I put them together like this. This is a pointed stiletto. You can wear this if you feel comfortable. Like I said, I would suggest one that is a little bit thicker for my girls who aren't as comfortable wearing stilettos. But if you are a girl that is a stiletto girl and that's your go-to and you have no problems, then by all means, pick up your stiletto heel and rock it. This is actually a 4-inch heel, and this one is a 6-inch heel and more. So this is a 6-inch. If you're risky to go up that high, go for it. If not, 4 inches and 5 inches is your sweet spot. Now for my males, right? Males, same thing. Please find a shoe that is comfortable for your feet. I would say this is a suitable shoe to wear. This is kind of like a more dressed up loafer, I guess you can call it. It's a little bit hard and thicker at the bottom. It's all one toned at the top. This is the Michael Kors one, obviously, but you would have one that is black and or nude or like all white, something that's less distracting, right? And males, this works perfectly fine with any kind of model attire. So I would suggest a loafer that is a little bit more hard at the bottoms, or a Chelsea boot. Now a Chelsea boot, like I said before, is probably the more so go-to because you can dress it up and you can dress it down, but it looks really, really clean when it comes to your model attire, and it is a hard bottom. So those tend to work beautifully, and you always want to make sure you get it in a black and or nude color tone. The sneakers conversation for my guys. If you are a male and you cannot be able to get a more hard bottom shoe, then the sneaker would be a alternate option, I would suggest. A very slim alternate option, because I really would like a more hard bottom shoe. But if you have to, make sure that your sneaker is all one color tone. This is an all black shoe. You see how it doesn't have any other colors added to it? It has like a little bit of paint on it because I used this to paint, but it's all one color. So as long as it's black and or white and it's literally mute, then you are safe. Okay, we don't want anything that's distracting from your actual model attire and distracting us from your walk. So don't come in there with all this crazy color shoes on. You want to keep it as plain Jane as possible. When it comes to photo shoots, then you can go ahead and wear a little bit of a wild shoe, because you'll be wearing different kind of outfits and attires to complement. But for the most part, when it comes to auditions and runway shows, you want to keep it as plain Jane as possible. And when it does come to the time of actually doing a runway show, there are moments where you can bring a wild card shoe. That way it can complement whichever kind of attire that the designer is putting you in. Because maybe your black and or nude shoe won't necessarily work or look too mute for the actual outfit. Then you can at least bring one for the actual runway show. But for the most part, when it comes to sneakers, these is slim to none in being used when it comes to runway shows, unless you are doing more of an urbanated attire. For something that is a little bit more dressed up, you'll be going for more of a hard bottom. Also, another good option for our males is a solid color Van shoe as well. I guess you can count this somewhat in the lines and families of that shoe. That also is another option. Again, all black and or all white. These are options that if you do not have a hard bottom shoe, then you can wear these to audition in and go with your model attire. So I would suggest not the high top Vans, but the low cut Vans works perfectly fine. Also, ladies, if you have a hard floor in your house, I suggest wearing your shoes, your high heels that are 4 inches or more, for 10 minutes a day one day, 20 minutes a day the next, 30 minutes a day the next day, and just kind of going up in 10 minute increments each day, because you want to build up your leg muscles to actually be able to rock and work these heels for long durations of time. The best way to do that is by wearing heels literally every single day and just walking in them. If you live in an apartment, my suggestion to you would be go outside. Go out on the concrete, on the sidewalk, and walk up and down and up and down for about 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes each and every day until you build that strength and muscles in your legs. You want to be able to withstand pain for long periods of time. This will also end up helping you in the ladder with your stride and your model walk. So getting that down first is imperative. Also, I will be showing you guys how to go ahead and model walk and getting your actual model stance and stride down that represents you as a model. So that will be coming later on in the time. And that's all that I actually have for today. This video actually might be a little bit short. I don't know. Maybe not. But again, I really appreciate you guys for listening in on my model tips with you guys on the Becoming a Model podcast. It is a honor. It is a pleasure to just bring you guys this information and just make sure you guys are just well equipped for when you actually want to become a model. Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure that you guys subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell so you can be aware of every episode that I release. Also, thumbs up this video and leave a comment and share this video with all of your family members and friends, okay? Also, if you are listening to this on any of the other streaming platform services, follow the channel so you can be aware for every new episode that is released, and thumbs up the actual episode. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you guys join my Patreon for as little as $5 a month, okay? My Patreon is there to help me bring you guys better content and better videos, okay? I want to be able to bring people on for interviews who are of small stature to larger stature to give you guys all of the ins and outs for their actual titles in the fashion industry and their tips to give to you guys in working with them in the fashion industry on sets and gigs. What better way to know what's right and what's wrong than from the actual professionals, right? So make sure that you guys join my Patreon so you can be able to get these better, awesome content deals for just as low as $5 a month, okay? The description will have the Patreon links below, and make sure that you guys check out our sponsors' information as well. I am your host, Binky Lou, and thank you for joining me for another episode installment of Becoming a Model podcast. I will see you guys next time. Bye.